Didi has a
A
message
message.
for everybody.
Oi.
Hi guys, welcome to the 12th episode of On the Menu podcast. My name is Tony.
And I'm Yuri.
And we finally broke the 50 follower count on our Instagram. Can you believe that? It's only taken, we started March, May, June, 2 months. Thank you so much for everybody who has followed us. And please stay tuned to our social media because there's going to be some surprises coming. And Yuri has a little message.
About what? But you know what?
What?
I think we have a lot of silent listeners.
We love our silent listeners.
I think I'm a silent listener. I was listening to this podcast where they were talking about silent listeners. We're like, it doesn't add up, like the listeners to like the followers, I guess, and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I just realized that I watch a lot of videos like on Instagram, but I never like I'll laugh or I'll like the video, but like I don't actually put a heart on it. I don't comment and I don't like do anything.
But you follow the account,
no.
Right? So how do you get the podcasts or the videos?
It just comes out on my feed, I guess, because I'm always watching them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the podcasts that I do listen, I do follow. The four podcasts that I listen are The Girls Gotta Eat, Retail Therapy, On the Menu podcast, and Comments by Celebs. But yeah, don't be a silent listener. Don't be shy, especially you people from the UK that are listening. Please go ahead and follow us.
We see you.
We see you.
I need to be better at that. I listen to a lot of true crimes and I don't follow them. I'm going to start commenting on their posts and I'm going to tag on the menu. So one has 75.8K. And then I'm like, okay, this is why, like, I'm part of those people. Like, I'm not supporting them either. I'm listening to them, but I'm not engaging with their social media.
You're actually one of the people that you don't like.
Oh my God. Let me see. Let me find out. I don't even follow on the menu.
Well, you might want to follow it because there's going to be some surprises coming in the near future that you don't want to miss.
Yes, keep an eye out.
Let's go ahead and dive in into the episode. I have a penny update for you. Let me show you. I mean, you can barely see it, but can you see that? So I was playing with Penny the other day.
Uh-huh.
So I was playing with Penny the other day, and she has really sharp teeth. So you know how we talked about, oh, the dog's teeth are going to fall off and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I don't think her teeth are going to fall out anytime soon because she is biting everything. Well, anyway, we were playing around and she kind of bit me. And then I guess I moved my head to like let her so she could let go of my ear. And it created like this little, like it's like a line like this. And I was like, it hurts, it hurts. So I put a napkin and yeah, I was in fact bleeding. But
did
no,
you get
she's
after
doing
her?
Good.
I
did.
Know
I spanked
how you
her.
Got after her. Did you tell
I
her something?
I spanked her. I told her, you don't do that. And I spanked her. And I was like, go over there. Go to your bed. And she's in her bed right now.
I can imagine her. Like, she has like some like sad eyes. Like, where she's like.
She has like those kind of like precious moments. Do you know precious moments?
Yeah.
Those eyes. She'll stare at me and she'll do like the, I call them the puss in. Do you know Shrek, the cat, the puss in boots?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
She does those eyes. Like, no, she's super sweet. She's a good girl. She just likes to play a lot and she wants you to play with her, pet her, give her all the attention. I do give her a lot of kisses. She's walking on a leash now. So whenever I take her outside, I'll take her out on the leash and she's walking with me next to me.
She's getting bigger by the, how to say? Bigger by the day?
Bigger by the minute.
Oh, bigger by the minute. Are you going to have like a party? I also saw that she has an Instagram.
Oh, she does. Do we need to ask her followers?
I was like, what? I was like, hold on. No, I was at work and I was like, wait, I have a follow from some Penny. Or I don't know if I saw it on my watch and I didn't pay attention. I was like, okay. And then later I looked.
The
I was
potty's
like,
taking off.
I was like, I got a new follower from the potty.
Little did you know,
La Penny.
It's Tony running. I'm running like 5 Instagrams on my thing.
Oh my God, I cannot
Dude,
with you.
Literally, I have 5.
Donald says that there's people that have like their puppies have like TikToks or whatever, and they go viral and they make money out of it.
That's why I did it because I'm like, Penny, if you're gonna live under this roof and you're not gonna influence people, then what are you doing? If the On the Menu podcast doesn't take off, at least her account needs to take off.
We should start promoting it on her page then.
So, well, she only has 7 followers right now. But guys, yes, Penny has an Instagram. Her Instagram is Penny the Black Doodle. Super simple. Go follow her and she'll follow back.
I'm surprised Penny the Black Poodle was not taken.
But yeah,
It's cute.
that's my update on Penny. She is a silly girl.
Oh.
So I was at a coffee shop today, actually. I was in a coffee shop, and as I do, I listen to people's conversation.
Oh my God. Wait, do you do this with your headphones on or without?
I mean, my headphones are on. Sometimes
Yeah.
I'll turn them off if like the conversation I feel like gets interesting. I'll turn them off and be like, the girls, there was 3 girls next to me and they were being, I pictured us two being at a coffee shop and just talking. They were being DeLulu. They were talking about photos and videos and stuff like that. And one gets like PR packages and like posts them online and stuff. Anyway, one of the girls was like, oh my gosh, these are so good. Like, you should help me do these. Like, and you can charge me. That's fine. Like, I would totally appreciate you doing that for me. Like, they are so good. You should do it. You should do this like professionally. And I'm like, why is this me and Yudi like being DeLulu? I found it super funny that they were talking about that.
You
So,
should have been like, by the way, I do host a podcast. It's called On the Menu.
yeah, maybe I can go ahead and drop some like little business cards with the QR code for to our Instagram and all that good stuff. Are you having a trip soon or no?
I think we might have a, it's not like a very far trip, but it's like a little road trip for Kai's birthday. We're still trying to decide. She wants to go fishing. She asked me yesterday again, can I be in the party?
So with that, let's move over to a Reddit topic. I found this one I found super funny, and it goes connected with what you're saying and like friendship and all that good stuff. So this one is called, Am I the Asshole for Not Changing My Baby Name? Are you ready for it?
Yes.
So I'm 8 months pregnant with a baby girl, and my husband and I have been struggling to find a name that we both liked. We ask family and friends throughout our pregnancy for ideas and even ask them for their dibs name to avoid using. But my best friend never told me what her dibs name was because she was afraid that we or someone close to us might like it and use it. We eventually found out a name that we both loved, and it just clicked. When I told friends and family, my best friend was upset and hurt because turns out it's her dibs name. And she wants to use it for her future child. She's not pregnant right now and wants me to change it. But the thing is, I don't want to change it. I asked her many times and respected her choice of not telling me the name, but I feel it's not my fault. How was I supposed to guess or know what was her name? Yes, I'm trying to find something alternative to name the baby, but once you really like something, it's really hard not to think about it. Besides, it took us 8 months for us to decide a name. We don't have much time until my baby comes. What do you think? Is she the asshole?
I think the asshole is a friend, the other one. Like, first of all, you are not even pregnant, girl. I think she's being selfish.
I think she's taking it, the best friend, the other one is taking it too far. Like, well, she's pregnant now. You didn't tell her your baby dibs name. Sorry, you're not pregnant. You snooze, you lose, right? Two, this is why I don't like to tell people my plans or do like say anything because like I don't like to be influenced by other people. Like if I want to name my baby Penny, I'm gonna name my baby name Penny. I'm not gonna ask for suggestions. No, girl, you're not the asshole. Your friend is a little bit of a a-hole.
Wait, but the like she never told her the name, right? That's funny how they just like I guess they're meant to be best friends because they want the same name, like
Or imagine that the friend was like that wasn't her dibs name and she liked it, so she was like, oh, I like that name. I'm gonna say that was my name. You know what I mean?
oh my God, that's evil.
Yeah,
You know
that is
what?
taking it too far.
I think if this is happening, I don't even think they should be friends. Like, why are they even friends if they're fighting over a name? And then I feel like if she does name the baby like that, the other friend is always gonna have like a little bit of like not
Resentment.
hate, but resentment towards the baby.
For example, would you, let's just say you wanted to have a baby, right? You wanted to have a baby girl, but you never told me that you wanted to name her Penny.
Then you name your dog Penny?
I named my dog Penny. What would you say? What would you have said? Like, oh, Yudi, look, meet Penny. And you would have been like,
I think I would have laughed. I was like, oh my God. I think I would have, this is what I would have been like. I would have been like, oh my God, Tony. Like, that's what I'm gonna name my kid. But then I would take it like as a joke. I think I'll be like, well, we could be like Irene and Las Penis.
And
But it's
you would
like
still name
different.
your kid Penny, right?
I mean, yeah, because that's the name that I want. Then I'm gonna have to, because I feel like it depends. Like, if I've already had that name for like months, if I name my kid another name, I feel like I'm always gonna be like, oh, I didn't really want this name. You know, like I just did it because I had no option.
I'm really for anybody naming their dogs like human names. Actually, the guy that cuts my hair, he has two French bulldogs. And I was like, what are her name? What are their names? And he has a boy and a girl. And he's like, Javier. And the other one, the girl is, and Maria, like human names.
Oh God, I don't think I like that. But you know what? If we would have turned it around, I think there it will be a little bit offensive. Like, let's say I have a baby and my baby's name is
And I
Penny,
named my dog Penny.
and then you get a dog and you name the dog Penny. Like, I would be like, hello, are you okay?
You'd be like, do you know my daughter? Her name is Penny. And
Yeah.
I would have said, yeah, that's what I named. That's why I named her.
I know.
So, what's your verdict? Is she the asshole or not the asshole?
No, she's not the asshole. The friend is the asshole.
So, what do you have as a Reddit topic?
I have a Reddit topic that might have different opinions,
We love that.
but they apparently deleted it, but I have part of it. So it says, am I the asshole for refusing to share my lottery winnings with my girlfriend? It says, so a few weeks I bought a scratch-off ticket on a whim while grabbing snacks at the gasoline station. I didn't think much of it until I scratched it and realized I had just won 500,000. I was stunned, absolutely floored. I immediately told my girlfriend of 3 years, expecting her to be thrilled for me, and she was at first. But then things took a turn. She started talking about how we should use the money, mentioning vacations, a new car, even putting a down payment on a house together. And I have no more, but I guess he was like, no, it's his money. So he's asking, is he the asshole for refusing to share his lottery winnings with his girlfriend? That's half a
$500 in a
million.
lottery. I personally think, like, if he went in, like, solo to, like, with his own money to buy a lottery ticket, it's his money. And if he wanted to, like, bring it up and be like, babe, I want $500,000. What are we gonna do with it? Like, let's invest. You know, if he brings it up, like, let's invest in something, let's do this with it, let's do that. Awesome. Like, yeah, I'm there with you. But if he doesn't, like, sadly, it's his money, right? Like, he bought the ticket and stuff like that. I went in with Carson to buy lotto numbers, and we each got, like, I think it was $20 each or $10 each of numbers. And we said, going in, we're like, okay, let's go halfsies. And we did it, but we didn't win anything.
So I guess I'm seeing it on the girl perspective. So like they've been together for 3 years. If he doesn't want to share his lottery money with you, girl, you need to break up with him. Like that means he's not seeing you as a long-term relationship. He should already be thinking of a ring, hint, hint, hint. Like a ring, a house, you know, like me and Donald always talk about this. Like, imagine if like we were to win the lottery. Like, what would we do with it? And we always like start, oh, we would do this and this together, right? But also, I feel like 500,000 is not a lot. That's like a house. I don't know. I feel like he should share it though. It's been 3 years with his girlfriend. If he really loves her, I don't think he would like refuse to share it.
The thing is that she was the one that started, like, we should go on vacation, we should do this, we should, like,
True.
buy a car and stuff like that. Like, that's giving, sorry, a little bit of gold digger vibes. Yeah,
True.
she has the money, he has the money now, and you want to do all this stuff. Like, how about, like, changing it? She should have said, like, you know what, we should invest this money. Like, we don't
Yeah.
have this money. Is it being gold digger? Is it being interested? But yeah, they've been together for 3 years already, and I don't know, I'm in a split, like, right now.
No.
He didn't mention, like, let's share, let's do this, let's do that. What would you do if you win the lottery, like, realistically?
Depends how much.
$1 million.
I don't think a million is a lot. Give me 10. I give me 10.
No, you want $1 million.
I want $1 million. I
I mean,
think
you
I would, I guess first I would pay off like like debt, I guess, like credit cards or whatever. But besides that, obviously, give a big chunk of that into like a down payment for a house. And then I would like to own some apartments, but I don't think a million is enough. Well, it depends.
I mean, yeah, $1 million today is not a lot, but it's $1 million that you don't have right now, you know? So it would be, I mean, it's something. I think I would give the down payment for the house, and then with the rest of that money, I would start a business just to invest in that.
But I feel like that's like a risk. What if it's not a hit, you know? Like,
But I
that's why
feel
I
like
think, huh?
everything that entails like a business is a risk if you're putting money into it. Like, for example, we're at risk right now. You're putting money into Zoom, and I'm putting money into the RSS.com. The question is, he the asshole for not sharing?
I think he is an asshole.
I'll give him the benefit of the doubt that maybe he was gonna say something, but then the girl started like, we should do this, 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 and that.
I mean, I guess, yeah, because she was just, but that would totally be me. Like, we should go to vacation. Let's go to Japan. Let's go to Thailand. That would be me. And Donald's like, I'm actually gonna buy a Funko Pop store.
I'm actually opening up a Funko Pop store, Yuri. Sorry.
But you know what? Also, her, I mean, I'm pretty sure she just got excited. And so she just
Yeah.
started like saying all the things she wanted to do. And that scared
Yeah,
him
girl.
off.
She was like, ching ching. But no, I think he is not the asshole, could be the asshole. I
I
don't know.
think he
50-50.
is.
Yeah, let us know what you guys think. That was a very interesting topic.
Talking about sharing, have you seen the latest news of Mr. Beaver? I feel like we talk about Beaver a lot.
I've been seeing a lot of stuff of Justin Bieber like on TikTok and stuff like that. I don't want to say I pity anybody, but like I feel bad for him because like on this particular video that I'm talking about, he was like, I think he was like walking towards his van and paparazzi were there like taking pictures and he was like standing there and he was like, "What are you doing, man? I'm a father. What are you doing? Does this make you happy taking my photo? What are you doing?" And I was like, oh. Well, obviously he's going through stuff. I don't know what he's going through, but yeah, that's what I saw online.
So he also shared some texts, which I need to know who these texts were with, because it's like basically ending a friendship. It just says, and it's a man, I guess, because he said, "This friendship is officially over. I will never accept a man calling my anger, lashing out. I enjoy our short-lived relationship." And then he's calling this person a PUSSY. Then says, "Please leave me alone. This is why I always kept my distance, but I was willing to give you the benefit of the doubt. Blocking you now. Why do you have to post that? Like, I feel like you're giving this other person more, like, how do you say it?
Importance. He appeared to accuse the friend of critiquing his behavior amid a struggle with unspecified trauma. So we don't know the name of the friend or the events that led to their tense exchange. Justin went on to share on his stories, "Quit asking me if I'm okay. Quit asking me how I'm doing. I don't do that to you because I know how life is for all of us," he wrote. He said, "It's hard. Let's encourage our people not to project our insecurities onto one another."
So then that was directed to like the same person.
I think that one, the last part that I read right now, I think it's directed like to the general
Everyone,
public.
yeah,
Yeah,
okay.
because he posted on his story. I think he meant it as to everybody, like, quit asking if I'm okay. But ending the friendship, like, he was like, blocking you now.
Blocking
That was loud.
it
Like, the blocking you now was loud. It was deafening. I don't know if I'm going to keep this on the podcast, but it just reminds me, remember when I have this disagreement with someone in your apartment in Austin?
I think you should keep it.
I had a friend that, anyway, she went on to say something and she made a comment about my personal life, and I didn't like that. I was like, you know what? But that led to our friendship ending.
That's just friendship in your 30s. Talking about friendships, I think friendships do change once you're 30. I feel I used to have a lot of friends. And now it's like I have no friends. Oh, that sounds sad. No. It's just like I feel like all my friends are in different like stages in life, and it's like some have kids, and like basically everyone lives in different cities, like you. like Marisol. I have friends in Bronzeville, so it's like I don't get to see friends anymore. You get quality friends instead of a quantity.
No, I agree with you. Like, friendships in your 30s really do change. Like you said, people are in different stages in their life. Like, you're not in your 20s anymore, like trying to go out every weekend. Everybody has different responsibilities now. Like, you have a job. Some of them have, in my case, some of my friends, the ones that I'm closest to, they have kids. They're also in another part of Texas, or they're also in Mexico. And it's like, I can't see them as often as I used to. That goes with being in your 30s. While some friendships may fade, others can deepen with intention and effort. I may not see them as often, but whenever I do see them, we have a good time regardless, you know? I think the friendship in itself, it doesn't change. I just feel like it evolves into something different. Like you, I haven't seen you since.
Have you not seen me since my birthday?
I haven't seen you since you came to Houston.
Oh, I did. I went to Houston.
So I
What was
haven't
that?
seen you in Mar since March.
I guess, yeah, it's more, it's like the quality instead of quantity. Like, I know I don't see you every, not even every week or every month, but we still keep in touch. And I've been finding myself like forgetting about like people. And I know it's, that's mean or whatever, but it's like, I haven't like talk to this person or like how are they doing or whatever, you know? There's a core friend group. So you have like me, like I have my work friends, I have my friends from Brownsville, and then I have my friends that I've known for a long time, but I guess you're one of them, but I don't see often 'cause you don't come visit me.
I mean, everybody's busy. Like, for example, whenever you come down to Brownsville, whether you're in Brownsville or in Matamoros and stuff like that, like, I understand that you have other things that you're here for. Not necessarily because you come down, it means that, oh, I'm gonna see her. No, but she has other things, and that's being respectful about it. Like, I know you have a busy, whether it be work, family, or other commitments, it leaves less time to socialize and maintain a friendship. But that doesn't mean that the friendship isn't there, right? Like, we can chat on text and be chatty about it. Even before the podcast, like, we would text, like, maybe when you were off. Let's say you were off Thursday, Friday, and we would text, like, throughout those 2 days. And then I won't hear from you until next week, until you reached out or I reached out and stuff like that. But that doesn't mean, like, oh, she's not my friend anymore.
We do a lot of day in our lives on Snapchat.
But I do want to say something that I need to better myself in. I need to do better in reaching out to my friends, like, just checking in, like, hey, how are you? Or what are you up to? Like, are you free to come get a quick cup of coffee at a place and stuff like that? I think I need to do that better.
I think I need to work on that too. On
Reaching out.
reaching out, I feel like before, like when I would go to Brownsville, I think I was better with that because I would either like go have breakfast with someone and then we would even go have dinner or stuff. But now I feel maybe because I'm older also, and like my parents are getting older and then my little nephew's growing, like I just want to be with them, you know? Plus the lines don't help. I would have to cross back and all that stuff. But yeah, I think that's why like my friend group is a little bit smaller. I do still like keep in touch with some of my, well, they're not my old friends because they're still my friends, but it's hard to make friends in your 30s. I feel like you are really good at that. I need to work on that. I
I
feel
can
like
make
you make
friends,
friends
like
everywhere.
I can strike a conversation with anybody. Like, for example, on your party that you had, are you still close with a lot of people there, or like from that friend group, or did it shrink a little?
Yeah, so most of those people were part of like my party era, and they're still going out. Like I have them on social media, and I'm not in that.
You're not in that mood
Yeah, like
anymore?
I don't wanna go party, you know? Like I mean, I'll engage with them on social media and stuff, but I actually don't think, I think you're the only one that I really like will hang out with. Who else
Because
was
we
there?
have, like, similar interests now. Like, I feel like I'm not in my party era anymore. Like,
Yeah. I mean, we
like
are
7 years
together.
ago.
When we hang out together, we are.
I mean, like, 7 years ago, I would be, like, in my party era. Like, I would
Yeah.
be like, you had been to quite a few of my birthday parties, and there was a time that my birthday parties were really big, full with people. But some of them I didn't even know. There were people that would come with friends of friends. In the moment, I thought it was really fun to have, like, a big crowd show up at your
Yeah.
party. Like, it was big. And then I started to get smaller and smaller and smaller because I stopped like, oh, I'm not going to invite so and so because they always bring people that I don't need here. And then the last party that I had was right before COVID. It was January of 2020. And it
Did
was
I go?
super small. No, it was in Matamoros. It was just my closest friends. And then after that, it just like, well, the pandemic happened. And then I had, after that party, it was just dinner with my mom, Samantha. That was it. Like that, we went to Austin. I rented on Airbnb. And I think that was a moment in
I
time
took
where I
you to
was like,
dinner,
and then you took
remember?
me to dinner. I think that was a moment where I was like, feels nice. I just want it small.
I
And
know.
now it's just like my very, very core friends and my cousins and stuff like that that I always hang out with.
Talking about that it's hard to make friends, I feel like I don't try. You know, like when I moved to Austin, I joined like groups on Facebook, because there's groups like New Girls in Austin, and they always have events like let's watch Love Island. Ooh, talking about Love Island, I just started watching it anyway.
The thing
And
is with you, I remember it was in 2019 and 2018 or something, and you were like, I don't know if I should go. I was like, yes, you should go. Like, what's stopping you?
I was having some conversations with some girls, but then like I forget to respond, and then it's like it just goes like silent, and then I don't know what to say, because it's like it's been like a week and a half that I didn't respond, so it's like what am I supposed to say? Oh my God, I'm sorry, I was busy, when I know it's not true. If I wanted to, I would have responded.
Yeah, so I found some like tips like on friendships, like how to like continue your friendships that you've been having throughout your life, how to maintain them throughout your 30s. And you need to recognize that friendships will evolve and it's normal for some to fade while others deepen. Also, this one fits with what you were saying. You have to make an effort to stay in touch, schedule time for a catch up, and communicate openly with your friends. There's also focus on having meaningful interactions with friends rather than relying on large, infrequent gatherings.
And if you're in your 30s, let go of the pressure of having a big group like you did in your
Yeah.
20s.
So speaking of friend groups, did you see the new trailer that just dropped for the I Know What You Did Last Summer? I've been hyping this movie up since we
I
started this
know.
freaking podcast. Like, I Know What You Did Last Summer should pay on the menu podcast for all the promotion that we've been giving them.
Fun fact, I hate watching trailers. I think I started watching them due to the potty, just to go over it, but I hate watching trailers
Why?
because I don't like to see what's gonna happen. I feel like they give too much.
So, are you the type of person that when you go to the movies, you get there late so you don't watch the trailers?
I'll still watch the trailers, but like I try not to pay attention.
So, you're in the movies and you're like,
I
Do you close your eyes or are you just turning sideways like this?
eyes. Lately, I've been watching them, but I think
Hmm.
like, yeah. And if I was watching it at home, I would skip. I actually saw the beginning of this one. It like they were like, or a bridal shower. What was it? An engagement party?
They're at a party. It seems like they're at a party and this girl is opening up
A
like
card, right?
a card, I guess like a money, it was a money thing, and she's opening it up and it says, I know what you did last
I
summer,
know that's scary.
bitch. So yeah, it opens up like that, and then we get a flashback of what actually happened, which if you watch the original I Know What You Did Last Summer, it's exactly the same. They're coming down a mountain in a car, I guess they've been drinking, and they run over this guy. That comes back and stalks them and tries to, I guess, end their lives, right? But what's different in this one is that Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jennifer Love Hewitt will reunite to help five friends defeat the franchise terrifying and murderous fisherman. As one by one, the friends are stalked by a killer, they discover that this has happened before, and they turn to the two survivors of the legendary Southport Massacre of 1997 for help. So, I don't know, I just guess I'm nostalgic towards the 90s movies.
I need to go
I like
watch
this movie.
the first one.
It's actually leaving soon on Netflix, so go ahead and watch it.
Oh my God. I need you to come so we can watch all these things together. Shut up, don't even start. You look scary. Te voy a cerrar la pantalla. You're scary. I thought you were possessed.
Wait, speaking of possessed,
Ay, no.
dude. So yesterday, I do long walks throughout the day, right? On campus. So I go from one extreme to the other extreme of campus. Anyway, so I went to the old side of the campus where there's like Fort Brown and stuff, right? So there's a building called Old Morgue. in
Is it an
TFC.
actual old morgue?
Yes.
What
So I was
else?
reading the plaque that says Old Morgue. So this is where they kept like bodies and linens and stuff like that. And I kept reading and it said, this building is haunted.
No.
And I was like, oh, hell no. And I just left. I was like, nope, I'm
You
leaving.
should have snapped a quick pic. I've always
But
wanted to
yes.
go to like a cemetery kind of at night and just take random pictures to see if something comes out.
Well, maybe you should do that for our October podcast episode.
We
I can
should go
send you
record
to
at the
report. No,
cemetery.
you should go. You should go. I'll be at home. You should be live streaming this. Hell no. And it turns into Blair Witch Project.
Oh. And then I start talking all like
But yes, this movie's coming out, I guess, July 18th. So it's pretty close in a month.
perfect for a Summerween weekend.
Anyway, I want to give a shout out to our new follower. This is what I'm going to do. Every time we get followers, I'm going to get a shout out. So, shout out to Delfina Charlotte.
Ooh, Delphos in the house.
She just recently followed us, and she's right now, I just saw it. She liked one of our photos on Instagram. So, shout out to her. And thank you to everybody else who has been constantly sharing. Anyway, moving on.
You know, since we've been talking about friendship, I saw a lot of friends travel to San Antonio for the Shakira concert, which I was like, I was iffy about going or not. I actually checked that day. I was like, I'm gonna have to leave work early if I find cheap tickets. But I didn't. They were still so expensive, and I'm glad that I didn't purchase anything or whatever, because obviously we all probably know what happened. She canceled. She
She
canceled
canceled.
last minute.
She didn't cancel an hour, 2 hours. She canceled. People were already lined outside to go into the stadium, and she canceled. I guess they went all out for the concert, and they were dressed like the Shakira from the video Las de la Intuición
The
with the
one they were wearing
purple.
the wig.
They were like, fuck this. And they went to a bar and they were just having the best time. Shakira concert rescheduled at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio. Less than 40 minutes before the show, thousands of fans waiting in line heard the news it had been postponed. Now a new date has been announced. Because I
She's
feel.
canceled several.
How many?
Yeah, I had read five, but then I guess with the San Antonio six, that's a lot. I feel like just because these tickets are real expensive, I would probably be so pissed and I would not go anymore.
So Shakira has canceled six shows on her Las Mujeres Ya No Lloran World Tour. These cancellations have been due to various reasons, including hospitalization, safety concerns related to the stage construction, and technical difficulties. The canceled shows include a concert in Lima, Peru, due to hospitalization. I guess she was like sick. Two shows in Santiago de Chile due to stage assembly issues, a show in Washington, D.C. due to production issues, a show in Boston due to unforeseen circumstances, and a show in San Antonio postponed due to structural issues. I get it, you want to be safe for all your fans and for everybody attending, but I was actually thinking like Taylor Swift would never do this. Like she would never come, she would like, okay, it's going to be late, but you're going to fix the thing right now. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like Taylor Swift or Beyoncé or people like that put in a lot of money to have really good people that assembly the thing that they've never had to do a cancellation. Maybe a cancellation because of weather issues. Okay, I get it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, who is she hiring for these things? Especially 'cause this is like her comeback from like, when was her last like tour? It was a while back. And I was watching videos of the concerts or the concert, and it doesn't look like a wow. You know, like the production is not like.
If it entails more stuff that we don't know, is she flying around? I don't think so. I actually had a friend on Facebook that posted. I'm gonna bring it up and see exactly what she posted. She says, I give up and tag Shakira. I give up. Shakira canceled her concert in San Antonio. We found out as we were going to the park. No prior notice, nothing. She will remain in my bucket list. So
For
she's
sure.
done.
Now all these people are gonna have to like, and you know what? Okay, I'm going from one thing to another. But yes, all these people are gonna have to either, I don't know if they have the weekend off, but request again, pay another hotel, travel again.
Would you, if you were like in your situation, however you are, and you were planning to go Amsterdam, San Antonio one, now that it's postponed, would you have gone again and tried it on July 5th? Or would you just been like, I'm selling my ticket?
I think I would have tried to sell my tickets. I would have tried to sell them just because I'm petty.
Yeah, you're like, I'm not giving my business to Shakira.
Yeah, no.
Y nada, que nos manda DM Shakira para decirnos, les quiero dar una entrevista a ustedes, chicos.
Ay,
Oh, we
Jesús.
support you, Queen.
No, para que ande divulgando nuestros secretos como lo hizo con Rihanna.
Mejor que se ocupe de cumplir sus fechas. Not us bashing our fellow Latina.
I was about to say we're Team Tay Tay. She would never do this. Another singer, performer, whatever you want to call it, that hit me hard in my heart.
Ooh.
It felt like a little piece of my heart left
Oh
when I
my
heard
gosh.
these news. Bad Bunny. Well, he had an interview, I think it was with Variety, and he stated, because I guess they were asking him why the US was not part of his tour. And he said a US tour is unnecessary. That's hashtag rude. I guess he said that like the US have already had its good shares of like concerts to attend. It says he explained that his US fans have had ample opportunities to see him perform in the past and that he wants to prioritize his residency in Puerto Rico in his upcoming world tour. He also doesn't plan to release a concert film for the US states. Like, yes, I understand, but I really, really was expecting for him to like later be like, okay, now it's gonna be the US tour. I don't know, but I was a little bit hurt. I wonder if like a lot of people are gonna be like a little bit upset.
But is he still doing the, like, for example, you said you wanted to go to Mexico City to watch him. Is he still doing that or?
Yeah, he's doing all of those. He's just not coming to
Oh,
the US.
well, that's rude. I don't know if he is boycotting the US for everything that's going on, but if he is, I
I
stand with
feel
Bad
like
Bunny.
I feel like that is one of his reasons. I don't know. Just want to let you know, Bad Bunny, that it is necessary to have you here in the United States of America. Talking about
That's good.
tourists, did I send you the video of that the Van Gogh chair?
No, but I've seen it. I've
Oh
seen
my
it. I
God.
was. What do you think about that? Like, who's at fault here? The museum or the guy?
I think it's both. I
The museum
think
should have had it like roped, you know, like.
like a little rail maybe around it, or maybe put it in
Yes.
glass. A man sat on a crystal encrusted Van Gogh chair in an Italian museum before fleeing. And it's like, what was he trying to do? He was trying to pose like he's sitting on it.
So in the video, you see the guy like almost sitting on the chair, like faking to sit on the chair and take a picture. His wife took a
Oh my God.
picture. But as she's taking the picture, the guy, like, I guess, loses balance and ends up like sitting on the chair, which makes the chair break. And he like hurried the F out of there quickly.
If it would have been me, I don't know what I would have done because I'd be like, man, they're gonna charge me a lot for this. Would I had just left? But also, like, they have cameras, they can see you. Plus, also, like, if you know you don't have good knees, because apparently, like, he couldn't balance himself.
I saw that. Like, he was having a difficult time. Like, it was hard for him to do.
So, yeah, it says here that now the chair is gonna be put behind plexiglass. They have not identified the people in the video.
Oh, they
It's un
haven't?
no, it says it is unclear if they were tourists or locals.
He was like, catch me if you can. See you on the flip side. I don't know what I would have done. I mean, honestly, I would probably have been like,
Yeah, I would have been like, bye.
you would have done this. Like, look to see if there's.
Y ya mi cara ahí grabada. Ay, no. So I started watching Love Island yesterday.
Wait, is this not the show that you were watching
No,
already that they
that
would?
was Temptation Island.
I
Me and the
cannot keep up with
Islands.
this.
You really should watch it. I started watching it with Donald yesterday,
I don't
and
think
he's
so.
invested.
He's always invested.
And it's actually really good. On this one, they're all single and they're there to like meet people. But then they have certain games and they kind of swap or like, I don't know, it's just interesting and it's very messy too. Very messy. Good. I really think you should watch it. I think you will like it. It's kind of, I feel like it's even better than Love is Blind.
So did you start from the like very beginning or you're on like current season?
No, I went into the current season. Yeah, you should watch it. It's really good.
I might give it a try this new season. I started watching Handmaid's Tale season
Did
one.
you like it?
I liked it. The very first episode I was kind of like, I don't know. It was
Yeah.
kind of like I don't, and I actually did tell Carson, I was like, I don't know if I want to watch it anymore. Like, it hasn't like really picked up on me. maybe third, fourth episode, I was like, oh my gosh, yes. Right now, I'm about to finish season one.
So, Love on the Spectrum has been submitted for Emmy consideration in the Outstanding Original Song and Lyrics category for the song Boyfriend Forever by Abby Romeo.
You go, Abby. And also, speaking of the Emmys, The Pitt is on course to land a bunch of Emmys, most likely after its stellar run on Max. So they're up for nominations. We have a big update about The Pitt season two. It's released. A filming has begun video on social media that confirms season two is not just written, it's already in motion. And yes, it's confirmed that The Pitt season two release date will be January of 2026.
Maybe we can have a movie night for our birthdays on one of our birthdays.
Well, guys, thank you so much for sticking around to the 12th episode of On the Menu podcast. We hoped you liked it. And please, 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 I know it's going to sound repetitive, but please continue to be on the lookout for our social media posts because we're going to announce something really cool
And
pretty
exciting.
soon. You're not going to want to miss.
Don't forget to follow, like, share, and turn on those notifications.
I don't know if you all have noticed, we started sharing a little like videos of like our conversations. We're going to be posting more of that and we want to make it as interactive as possible. So please tell us what you want to hear from us. I'm going to shout out Carson because he was the only person. Do you want to know what he asked?
What did he ask? Let's answer his question.
He asked, who's cuter, Penny or Zoe?
No, he did not.
So to answer your question, that's probably a trick question on your end that you want to put us on the spot. So we're just gonna let Yudi answer this one because I might be a little biased.
I think they're both cute in their own way.
Well, that was a good response. I think
Because
they both have their own thing, yeah.
Penny's a baby, so she's like a cute baby, and Zoe's
Yeah.
kind of like a teenager.
She's in her
She's like me.
40s. She's
Oh,
close to our age.
she's like a diva.
So yes, guys, please, we'll be posting more of these types of like Q&As, so please feel free, don't be shy, and we'll read your question next time.
And if you don't want us to say your name that you asked, we won't say your name.
So please follow us on Instagram at onthemenu_pod and to our personal Instagrams as well. I'm at Toners.
And I'm at Shootix. Bye, babes.
Have a good one. Bye.